In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
We are on the eve of St. Michael and All Angels, and we have taken the liberty, since that's your patron saint, this feast day, dedicated to all the holy angels, to celebrate the Mass of St. Michael and All Angels today, because I'm sure most of you will not be here tomorrow. Another ad lib, perhaps. As I said to Keith before Mass, St. Michael and All Angels was the original celebration of Thanksgiving in the British Isles. From the 17th century onwards, including during the colonial days in this country, the Feast of Thanksgiving was celebrated in connection with the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels. And despite the propaganda we receive in public schools and elsewhere in our society, the pilgrims did not celebrate the first Thanksgiving Day. They weren't even here. In 1607, on the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels in Jamestown, Thanksgiving was celebrated as in accordance with the custom of the Church of England. And that was 14 years before the pilgrims ever hit these shores. So remember, when you hear all this nonsense about Thanksgiving, it ain't so. First, in Hebrew, Michael is Michael. And the Old and the New Testaments, as well as the Quran, Michael is described as one of the archangels. He is referred to repeatedly as the great captain, the leader of the heavenly host, the warrior who helps the children of God. Tonight, and first evensong of St. Michael and All Angels, if you read the Old Testament lesson from the 12th chapter of Daniel, we read, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, that great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that is found written in the book." Now, belief in angels and archangels became highly developed by the Jewish rabbis following the Babylonian exile in the 6th century B.C. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of Sabaoth, refers to God as the ruler of the heavenly armies that fight against the forces of evil. In the Apocalypse of Moses, a Jewish writing of the 1st century A.D., the murder of Abel by his brother Cain is explained in this way: "And Adam and Eve both went and found Abel murdered by Cain his brother. And God saith to Michael the archangel, Go and say unto Adam, Reveal not the secret that thou knowest to Cain thy son, for he is the son of wrath. But grieve not, for I will give thee another son in his stead." Pharisees, Essenes, and all most pious Jews of the first century, and our Lord Jesus Christ himself, believed in the activity and ministry of the holy angels. The only Jewish party who did not believe in the angels, as we remember, was the Sadducees. And they believed neither in angels, nor spirits, nor in the resurrection of the dead. But that was the only party of Judaism. Early in Christian history, St. Michael was regarded as the leader of the church's armies against the heathen. Based on the tradition of the Old Testament, and the picture of Michael as found in the reading from the Revelation of St. John. You heard Keith read this morning the lesson for the epistle from the Revelation of St. John. "And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan." Thus, in the ancient Propharion from the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, going back to the 3rd or 4th century, appointed for the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels, we read, "Chief of the captains of the heavenly host, we, though unworthy, beseech you to fence us around beneath your wings of immaterial glory. Shelter us, guard us, who fall before you crying earnestly, deliver us in danger, ye who rule the ranks of the powers on high." And that's a direct quote from the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. Therefore, it is not at all surprising that many military schools in old Russia and Greece were dedicated to St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel is to this day the patron of the German people. And in former times, St. Michael was the patron of the Russian Tsars. He is and has been the patron of the police and of all who serve in the military. Second, the observance of the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels began, as most things did, in the East. Remember, Christianity is basically an Eastern religion. It began in Phrygia, now modern Turkey. By the 4th century, the feast and observance of All Angels had spread to the Western Church. We observe the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels on September 29th, but Eastern Orthodox Christians still observe this feast on November 8th, which we would call the Octave of All Saints Day. There were many feasts dedicated to St. Michael and All Angels in the Middle Ages. They include the dedication of the Basilica of St. Michael on September 29th, the Feast of the Apparition of St. Michael on May 8th, the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels on October 2nd, the Feast of St. Gabriel the Archangel on March 24th, and the Feast of St. Raphael the Archangel on October 24th. In fact, this time, between today, tomorrow actually, but tonight, and October 24th is often called Angel Time. So this parish and this congregation can celebrate their patronal festival for almost a month. Most places can't do that. Archbishop Cranmer confined all these feasts of the Holy Angels into one observance under the title of St. Michael and All Angels in the First Book of Common Prayer in 1549. Angels, archangels, cherubim, seraphim, thrones, principalities, and powers, and the whole company of the heavenly hosts are commemorated today in the Collect as Archbishop Cranmer translated it from the Latin Sarum Missal for the First Book of Common Prayer. And thus, we all prayed this morning in the Collect, O everlasting God, who hast ordained and constituted the services of angels and men in a wonderful order, mercifully grant that as thy holy angels always do thee service in heaven, so by thine appointment they may succor and defend us on earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Third, this collect teaches us three things. One, it teaches us that God made angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, as well as human beings, as part of his plans of creation. But the angels are of a higher spiritual order. Human beings do not become angels. They never go to heaven going around with harps. And angels do never become human beings, although they may appear in human and other forms when they appear to us, because they're immaterial beings, and otherwise we couldn't see them. Otherwise, the figures of the Old Testament and the Blessed Virgin Mary and Elizabeth wouldn't even know the angel was there. But men do not become angels, and angels do not become men. And thus we read in the psalm, What is man, that thou art mindful of him? Well, the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, to crown him with glory and worship. Second, the Collect teaches us that the holy angels were created to serve God constantly in heaven. And again, St. John tells us in the book of Revelation, And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell down before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and honor and wisdom and thanksgiving and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. This morning, here at the altar of God, we worship with angels and archangels and with the whole company of heaven, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. I had the blessing to succeed two priests away from the father founder of St. Alban the Martyr in St. Albans back in 1957. And old Harry Jerome Scratch was an old Anglo-Catholic warhorse, and he later became archdeacon. And I remember his parish secretary was my parish secretary. Ida May was there forever as parish secretary. In fact, she knew me when I was in high school. But I became a rector eventually. However, Ida was saying to me, you know, Monday morning, we had daily mass. Monday morning mass is not great. Sometimes I'm the only one there. And I said, that's fine. She said, well, I'm glad you said that. You know, when Father Stretch was rector of this parish, he had half his stomach removed. He was very sick, and he came back from the hospital. And I said to him, Father, why don't you take Monday off? I'm sometimes the only one at Mass. And he said, who do you think you are, Ida May? I don't need you at Mass to say Mass. When I say Mass, angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven are there. So let's remember that. That's what happens when we're at the altar of God. That's what happens. Three, we learn from the collect appointed for the feast of St. Michael and all angels that angels succor, support, and defend us on earth. The Bible is full of stories of angelic guidance, protection, and deliverance. Jesus tells us that each of us has a holy guardian angel, each of us. In the King James Version of the translation of the Bible, Jesus says of the little ones, which doesn't necessarily mean children, Mikios means the humble. He says of the little ones, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. And so we all have holy guardian angels. Also in the book of the Revelation of St. John, we are told that each of the seven churches that he writes to have angels looking over them. In the second and third chapter of Revelation, over and over again we read, unto the angel of the church in Ephesus, unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, unto the angel of the church in Pergamos, unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia, to the angel of the church and of the Laodiceans write. And we might add, and unto the angel of the church here in Springfield write. We pray that St. Michael the Archangel and all the holy angels may guard us, lead us, and protect us in our journey to our heavenly destiny. The Bible tells us all that we need to know about the office and ministry of the holy angels. We don't need television stories about fake angels, or programs about angels, or popular books about angels. They generally have a false or distorted view of the holy angels. My complete concordance of the Bible lists more than 300 references to the holy angels. And that should suffice us. That's all we need to know about them. In fact, the Apostle Paul warns us to avoid popular beliefs and discussions about the angels. He writes to the church at Colossae, saying in the Epistle to the Galatians, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and the worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which ye have not seen. The Apostle is warning us that we are to avoid any cultic interest in the angels, for they are only servants and ministers and messengers of God. The Greek word angelos quite literally means messenger or one who delivers the message. Angels bring us God's messages. Angels show us God's will. Angels direct us in the right way, thus preserving us and protecting us. Think about it. It was the Archangel Gabriel who appeared to Zacharias at the altar of incense, telling him that his aged wife Elizabeth would spare a son named John who would prepare the way for the Messiah. It was the same Archangel Gabriel who appeared to the Blessed Virgin Mary, telling her that she had been chosen to bear the Son of the Most High God and to call his name Jesus because he would deliver his people. It was the angel who told Joseph not to fear to take the pregnant Virgin Mary to be his wife, because she was with child of the Holy Ghost and would be the Emmanuel of the God with us. Again, it was the angel who warned Joseph to take the child Jesus and his mother and to flee unto Egypt before Herod the Great destroyed all the male children in Bethlehem under 2 years of age. An angel also told Joseph when it was safe to return after the death of Herod the Great and to settle in Nazareth. In the Acts of the Apostles, we read that the angel of the Lord delivered St. Peter from prison in Jerusalem just before he was to be killed by Herod Agrippa I. Let us remember, there were four Herods in the Bible. They're not the same people. Herod the Great, when Jesus was born. Then there was Herod Antipas and Herod Agrippa first and Herod Agrippa second. So we have to know which one we're talking about. Again, in both the Old and New Testament, angels are connected with healing. In the book of Tobit, the archangel Raphael brings healing to both Tobit and to his son's wife. The Holy Gospel of St. John tells us of angelic healing connected with the pool in Bethesda. And we read from John, "For an angel went down of a certain season into a pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had." And thus, the archangel Raphael is connected with healing, and in England, the guild which promotes the church's ministry of healing is known as St. Raphael's Guild. So let us now give thanks for the ministry of all the holy angels of God, and let us pray that as they always serve God in heaven, so they may always guide, protect, heal, and defend us here on earth. Holy Michael, Archangel, pray for us. Holy Gabriel, Archangel, pray for us. Holy Raphael, Archangel, pray for us. Holy Uriel, Archangel, pray for us. All ye holy guardian angels, pray for us. All ye blessed orders of the heavenly host, pray for us. Let us pray. O God, who in thy divine providence dost vouchsafe to send the holy angels to enlighten us, to guide us, to protect us, and to lead us into the right paths, grant to us, thy humble servants, that at the last we may praise, adore, and adore thee with angels and archangels and with the whole company of heaven in thy heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.